pyramid is under renovation, so this is Tara McLean, me, hello, and all the people from FACS, because they've been so gracious as to let us sit on their desks. Okay, Tara, new album, Passenger, in stores, October 26th. And you come from a performing arts family. Your mom, your dad, your grandpa. Tell us about it.
Well, my mom's an actress. She lives in England now. My dad is a singer, songwriter. He's actually my stepdad, and then my other dad is an actor.
Wow. So was it, like, did you know you wanted to be a musician right from the get-go?
No, I didn't want to be a musician at all. It was completely unstable, I thought, and crazy to, you know, go out there and live on the edge all the time. I wanted to be more stable than that, but I just can't help it. It's what I love.
It's inside you.
It is.
To do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you've got, like, kids that are born to, like, families, into families that are, you know, office workers or doctors and stuff. There's kind of like a pressure to go to university that way. Mm-hmm. And I guess you kind of acknowledge with your parents being artists that it was a difficult life. Was it, were
yeah.
you able to see that in their work?
Yes, I was. Yeah, their work completely inspired me. And what I realized at the time, I thought that they were just, I don't know, at times my grandmother was very straight, you know, so she was always saying, oh, you know, they should get real jobs and this stuff, even though they were living their life and living their art,
yeah,
and living very poetically. And so for me, I thought, yeah, well, that's what I just want to live a little more, with a little more sureness in every day. And it's just not reality. I mean, reality doesn't really work like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's hard to explain what I feel, but I think that my parents, it's funny because when I told them I wanted to be a lawyer, they were like, what?
Yeah, because originally you rebelled against them, right?
Yeah.
Mom, I'm becoming a lawyer.
Yeah.
She's like, no.
No, please don't. Don't do that. Of course, you know, maybe our family could use one, but no, it's cool.
And also, like, you very unique environment you've grown up in.
Mm-hmm.
You lived in Prince Edward Island.
Yes.
And your parents, artists, mm-hmm, and I imagine were the hippies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So. Okay, and so you lived in a cabin, mm-hmm, without any electricity or, mm-hmm, running water.
Yes.
How was that?
It was wonderful.
Wow.
In fact, it's funny, when I look at my future, I see that somewhere in my future, you know, a place where there's no lights. And
did you ever want like a video game though, and like to, like,
I hadn't seen one, so I didn't know.
Oh.
But now I love video games. So.
You didn't have TV or anything like that?
No, no.
Wow, so didn't very
TV
different
TV
environment.
Yeah, very different.
Why did they choose that?
I don't know. I don't know why. I think that they just really saw that as a pure way to live at,
yeah,
the time.
In conjunction with nature, or being able,
yes,
to be physical with things?
Absolutely. In nature, living off the land, just writing music, communing, that was their deal.
Was that pretty good communication? Like, was that a good place for you to be growing up in?
Definitely. Well, there's always a fire, you know, in a fire circle and people playing guitar, and it was a really great way to grow up. I'd like my kids to grow up quite like that as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a very exclusive situation that you're brought up in.
I'm lucky. I know how lucky I am. But it's funny, when I moved into the city and my friends had these microwave ovens and VCRs and stuff, I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, you're probably like, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I still look at my microwave and go, wow.
Also a big focus on spirituality in your family, hey?
Yes.
Like your parents, I was reading some stuff and it said your parents were following like a pagan belief system, mm-hmm, and then became born-again Christians.
Yes.
So what
Very
was the extreme. Pagan thing?
Well, that was the whole earth-based Wiccan moon thing that is really quite, it comes into the music quite a bit, because it's what I think the formative years of your life are up until you're about 6 years old mainly. That's what I was brought up with, and so I felt very tuned into that. And then when they became born again Christian, it was just a lot of music, and music's about faith. So I learned that that was what music was for, even though I didn't stay in that particular realm. I'm very close to the stories, the old Bible stories, and my mom taught Sunday school for a while, so
wow,
I got to see them up close.
What made that decision? What made them make that decision to change toward Christianity?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, you spend 6 years out in the woods, you know, practicing some magic, you'll get a little freaked out. I don't know. At some point, alone.
Maybe,
you know,
they wanted some more form. Do you think?
I think so, and a family and a tribe, and I believe that the church really brought them a family and a place for their children to grow with other children, because we were quite secluded.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, it was just people looking for God and looking for something to hold on to.
And sort of community.
Yeah, no matter what kind of truth, you know, they hold on to, it's all good as long as they're being kind to each other. So.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, is how many parallels are there between, say, the pagan Wiccan-based spirituality and the Christian? Like, are there are they kind of complementary, similar things?
I think yes. I think all faiths and truths have parallels. You know, when you look at all the old stories and the floods and the myths, and they're all the same, really. It mm-hmm. all comes down to sort of the same thing at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And so they all connected with me. Basically, at the very base of it all was just a search for something greater than us, something to keep us holding on through the hard stuff, and a reason. And that's what it all brought for me. That's what it all of them. I mean, even if you just look at the moon and say, hey, you know what? It's going to be another one that's full next month, and this might be really hard right now, but I mean, I can't wait to see it full again. And even just a tiny little bit of hope like that can keep you going. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm really into that.
That's a big inspiration in your music, and mm-hmm. to be able to get outside yourself and realize something sort of larger
yes.
than within, inside.
Yes, or maybe that thing larger is in there.
Yeah. Yeah. The two albums, what do you think is mostly shaped your musical perspective as an artist?
Musical? So not really lyrical? Or
yeah. Well, I guess the lyrical stuff is all the different spiritual practices.
Yeah, and poetry. I mean, I'm really influenced by Neruda or Leonard Cohen and all those poets. But musically, it's funny, I'm all over the map. I have, my dad played country gospel, so I have that as a root. And then I'm really into world music. So that has sort of come in and played through this record. I think you'll find that some Eastern influences, mm-hmm. but without being too obvious, I like to blend it all. I love it all. Mm-hmm. So,
do you think within the two albums, it's totally sort of drawn a really good portrait of you as an artist, or do you think there's lots of areas that you're still gonna explore?
Well, absolutely, it's drawn a portrait of me so far. I think the first record was very sad and. Again, but still hopeful. And this record is definitely everything I've had up till now. But I'm still a baby. I still have so much to learn and so much music to listen to and so many tours to do. And I've only ever played with my husband, who's a guitar player, and a drummer, who I just started with last week. So I'm not used to being on stage with other musicians. And already I'm completely inspired by having drums. I'm like dancing all over the stage, and it's a whole new world.
Yay.
So when I have a whole bunch of people, it's going to be a whole different thing. Just want to be inspired.
So you're going to be on the road with Kim Stockwood playing Newfoundland
yes.
next. And also we're going to take a look at your single, If I Fall. And what's that all about?
If I Fall? Just about picking yourself up when you don't think you're going to be able to. It's a very positive song.
How do you
song.
Do that?
It's very light. I write music.
Yeah, so
yeah.
that's where you turn to, hey?
Yeah,
is your
absolutely.
Music.
Definitely.
All right, Tara, thanks very much for coming
anytime.
In.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll just answer this phone now.
Okay.
Hello? There. Let me know you.
Hello?